You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Future Islands, of course, with Seasons Waiting On You. This is from their 2014 album Singles. And I was very lucky to have a chat with the band yesterday about their new record, which is coming out later this year in October time. It's called As Long As You Are, and I spoke to Garrett, William and Mike from the group about it yesterday, and we're going to hear a little bit from them now.
When we set out to start working on As Long As You Are, one of the things we kept talking about was we didn't want to have any deadlines. We wanted to have as much time as possible to work on the mixes and the recording and make sure everything was how we wanted it to be. And to be honest, the pandemic has allowed us to have plenty of time. We delayed the release. We pushed back the release. It was maybe going to come out in September. It just gave us a lot of time. But we still wanted to get the record out this year, even if we wouldn't be able to tour it. You know, when we decided to put it out in October, we were hoping that we'd be able to tour in early 2021, but at this point, it's not really looking like that's going to be possible either. We made the record. We mixed the whole thing over Zoom, so just like this is how we mixed it, which is not as bad as it sounds. It was actually pretty cool, I think. I think it was cool because it gave us the space to not it gave us time to think about the mixes instead of just saying the first thing that we think about, which is what I do sometimes. And sometimes that can cause arguments and stuff. So that didn't happen. But anyway, we just wanted to get the record out. So we decided no matter what, so it needs to come out in 2020. This crazy year that we're stuck inside of right now.
Of course, Future Islands got famous, like mainstream famous, kind of after this track went on Jules Holland and their performance went viral. But BFM listeners will be very familiar with their back catalogue. And it is exciting to have a new record coming out from them. A very weird year to be putting out music, as they mentioned. I asked the band what they're most excited about for this new album.
I think I'm most excited just to share this because it's... I just think a very, like, collaborative record. I think we were a little displeased with a few different things with their last record, and we wanted to change that for this. And it's just like a nice example of all of our input with songwriting and sort of experimentation. And I think it just really shows us in a good light. Just excited for the whole record to be birthed and shared among people.
But I'm excited for people to hear the whole thing. I think it's... there's a lot of it feels really strong. It feels like a really strong... I've said to the guys, I think the record is classic. It's really varied. I think we missed some of that variation on the last record. The last record didn't have too many like really slow songs and just kind of floaty ambient kind of pieces. Like we had some songs like that on our first three albums. City Space is kind of that sort of vibe, that sort of energy.
What about you, Mike? What are you excited for?
I mean, kind of, you know, just going off of what everybody else said, I'm just really excited for this thing that we worked really hard on and worked really long on and feel really good about, to be able to get to put it out and to share it with the world, you know. This has sort of been it's been gestating for like a really long time. Mm-hmm. And it'll be good to just sort of like, I think it also like showcases some, you know, like what Garrett was saying, it was a really collaborative record. I think it showcases, you know, we have some like slower jams on there that maybe will show people a side of us that they didn't know existed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, we worked really hard on it. We're all really proud of it. And it's a thrill to be able to finally, like, you know, push it out of the nest. You don't know just how much.
This track that we're currently listening to is For Sure. It's the first single from the forthcoming record, which is As Long As You Are. The band is based in Baltimore and they cut their teeth playing the kind of college scene and underground bar sort of circuits. And I did have a chat about how strange this year is for a group that's really well known for their live performances. A lot of you guys will have probably caught them at the Power Station in 2017. How strange it is as a year to be working out how to navigate that space remotely. They will be doing a live stream when the album comes out on the 10th of October, New Zealand time, at 6 p.m. live from Baltimore. And they're working on how to do that. They're talking about maybe working with a director or having different kind of stylized ways. It's kind of, I guess you can play around with the medium a little bit. But I did ask them about the most recent single too, which is called Thrill and is out now. And let's have a listen to what they have to say about this song. Well, speaking of Thrill, that is the most recent single. Can one of you tell us a little bit about this track?
I thought of this idea surely before my daughter was born, so it's kind of like a little bit of a wild time of getting over this like long Farfield tour and moving into a new house and then sort of getting ready to have our first child, and wasn't very creative at the time and wasn't really working on music too much, didn't feel like it, and then this sort of just came out of nowhere, and I felt that it was very powerful and shared it with the guys, and Sam pretty much immediately put lyrics over it. And it was sort of like this very lo-fi, but however he recorded it, it sounded very haunting.
Mm-hmm.
I just really love that demo. But yeah, I think his lyrics are coming from a place of, you know, when we were in college and sort of the things that he was going through that he was reminiscing on. And I guess the song brought it out of him. I've fallen down. None of my seen it on the news. Look like me and you. Did they hear me calling? Pick me up, I've fallen down.
Some never seem to lose. They say the rest are falling. I've seen it on the news. It wasn't mine to lose. Do they hear me calling? Keep rising.
That is Future Islands with their most recent single, Thrill. And it was really lovely to have a chat to Garrett, William and Mike from the band yesterday. They were really nice guys. And I'm looking forward to the rest of that album, As Long As You Are, which will be out in October. And as I mentioned before, they will be doing a live stream from Baltimore, which you can buy a ticket for. I think it's up on their website. And that's happening on the 10th of October, 6 p.m. New Zealand Standard Time. And that's kind of their only gig that they're doing this year because pandemic. So it'll be really interesting to see how they navigate that. If you've ever seen any recorded live footage of them, I'm sure you'll see that they are able to translate that really, really well online. But yeah, many of you will remember them from playing at the Power Station or at Laneway's Past as well. So I know that a lot of you will be very excited about that. So thanks again to Garrett, William and Mike for having a chat about their new record, As Long As You Are, which is out very, very soon. Thrill is out now, though, if you do want to go and listen to that track. Yeah, thank you again to the band.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.